right, all right, all right, all right.
Turn off the volume of this.
Amazing. Oh, yeah.
Fancy beast. Poopin' pee.
That would be a fucking fancy feast.
I'll show you a fancy feast.
Yes. You know what would suck? Not having fucking indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Like, all of humanity has existed up until then, and I think they're way harder than all of us. Could you imagine fucking not wiping? That's the thing that fucking that drives me crazy.
Left hand. They just, like, bare left hand, and then that's, like, that's what that hand's designated for. That's my wiping hand.
And then you shake hands with the right. You use a little water, and, like, you splash water with one hand, with a little cup, and then knock all the shit off with your left hand.
Yeah.
Gross, yeah.
Yes. But wouldn't everybody walk around with, like, diaper rash all the time? Because have you ever not wiped well and then have to fucking walk around?
Every day of my life.
Yes, I know, and it sucks. And then you do a safety fucking check. No, have you ever done a safety wipe?
Yeah.
I do safety wipes all the time.
But what diets are very different.
Where you randomly just go into the bathroom, do a wipe?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like my ass is dirty.
Yeah.
Diets were very different, and in those parts of the world are very different, so it's a lot looser and it's not sticky.
Well, I mean, but I would imagine with eating curry sticky, and shit all the time would fucking
but it's not.
I love that you know that our poop is stickier.
It's because
the consistency.
Well, because my poop in the Philippines was much looser. Like, it was just like, it wasn't diarrhea, but it was cleaner. But also, like, with all the diets that I've been on, I know there's, like, when I'm eating, like, carbs, it changes things. And, like, when you're eating, like, a very, like, protein heavy diet, like, you're just fart, like, they're big dumps, but they're not terribly sloppy all the time.
See, I've been shooting for over 200 grams of protein a day for, like, the past month and a half.
That's a lot of, your body, like, wastes after a certain point.
I've read a lot saying that that's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know.
Like, a lot.
Whatever
of, like,
fucking Scientology
cult. Because I've been lifting
for
like 4 days a week.
That you, like, fucking belong to.
Huh?
Whatever Scientology cult for weightlifters that you belong to.
That, like, that's the general rule of thumb according to pretty much every weightlifting and, like, magazine and publication and website, is, like, they say shoot for, like, either 0.8 or 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, or, you know, if you're a bigger person, for what your goal weight is. Mine's 230, so I'm just shooting for 200.
You look like you write a UFC blog.
I'm fine with that. I'll be that guy.
Look at Brian, for the listeners at home, Brian has his gross-ass bare feet, just fucking... It's the middle of fucking winter.
Yeah, where,
why are you wearing socks?
I did not put socks
on. Why?
Because I woke up from a nap, and I was in a pinch and needed to leave.
He was trying to get out of this, to be honest. He was like,
hey, if you want to reschedule, guys. And Bill and I are all fucking drunked up. Like, no, we left specifically for fucking
this. You weren't answering for like 20 minutes, so I was like,
it's
okay,
not
maybe
true.
This is off.
I answered pretty quick.
Yeah.
You answered quick.
Yeah.
The guy who...
He was with me.
I didn't know that.
We were at our friend's house.
I thought that comment of Ryan's drunk was actually because he wasn't answering.
No.
No,
I read that differently.
I'm not drunk at all. That was just like a fucking ploy.
Yeah. I thought that was a comment on you not responding.
Oh, no.
Because I thought you were
in
two different places.
Oh,
so that's when I was like, if we need to reschedule, we can reschedule.
No.
I didn't tell. I didn't try and call.
No, we went over to our friend's house to watch the NetCar. The NetCar 500.
I ended up going over there, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite, you dickholes. I wouldn't have said yes, but I would have
liked
to.
Yeah, you actually, yeah, I don't know why I did
it. It was a good time. And our friend, I guess we won't
Josh, we could say Josh.
Why can't you say Josh Mara?
Moonshine.
Josh Mara.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, that's his hobby.
Yeah. I know, yeah. He's the most redneck fucking hipster I've ever fucking met in my life. Now he's like, oh, this got a fucking tinge of rare spice that you can only find in India 3 times out of the year.
So I just, maple,
yeah,
fucking Vienna sausage whiskey.
I drink the fuck out of maple Vienna sausage whiskey.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of whiskeys and like rum and shit that he makes, and it's fucking good.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. Now, would you guys like to have this maple bacon infused jasmine tea that I flavored whiskey? I don't know why I turned into an old prospector there at the end. That's my greatest joke of all time. And that was like the first joke that I've ever fucking wrote. About the fucking...
first joke I ever wrote with my poop story. I feel like that's my greatest joke.
Yeah. About the fucking... the old prospector guy. Cotton Eye Joe. I'm going to suck your penis.
First joke... The first joke that I wrote that worked was... I got a girl flowers once and she freaked out on me. She's like, Bill, I didn't think of you that way. Like, I didn't think of you as a friend. You're like an acquaintance, a distant acquaintance. And I was like, well, you know, it's Mother's Day.
I remember that joke.
I do remember that joke. I remember that joke. You were doing that joke when you were wearing suits still.
Yeah, that was an old one.
Suits, Bill.
I would love to wear... Dude, I fucking have to dress up for work now, like business professional or whatever. I fucking rock that shit. I'm hot as fuck in a goddamn fucking tie.
So he works, he's got like this, in his new job, there's like three or four other people that work in like the cubicle cluster around him, and none of them know anything about sports. And so
I'm wasted. I have nothing, and that fills me with the most. Like the actual job I'm doing is like really high leverage, and like I should be nervous about it. But like the thing that makes me the most nervous is fucking having nothing to talk to, because the only thing that I know as an adult male in his early 30s for the last fucking 25 years was sports, because. That's how of all our generation's dads related to us. Like, my dad didn't fucking talk about, like, shit other than sports. And so that's how I use, like, to fucking break the ice. Especially with white men, you know what I mean? Like, which is, like, the...
What are they into if you try to ask them?
Don't know. I have nothing to come back from. I said, the one fucking lady that I talked to who's at the end of the cubicle thing the other day... she like just mentioned something about, I heard her saying something about, you know, that song Money for Nothing with Sting and Mark Knopfler from fucking,
I was thinking,
Dire Straits. It's Dire Straits, but it was Sting. And like, she's like, I don't remember what the guy's name is. I was like, Mark Knopfler! I'm like a fucking nerd. Like, no, like, it's quiet. And like, you can hear everything. You know what I mean? I was like, Mark Knopfler. And then I said, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
What's that?
What song did they say? Faggot like 8 times?
Yeah. The little faggot with the something in an earring. That's a good ass song, though, man.
Yeah, microwave oven.
We got to move them refrigerators. Got to move them color TVs. Yeah.
We should start a group.
Sure, let's do it.
Sing.
Sure. Only Mark Knopfler song.
In the movie UHF, they do a cover of that with Weird Al. It's one of his parody songs, and it's Beverly Hillbillies. And I know that song way better.
That's why I know Amish Paradise way better than fucking Gangster Paradise.
I remember listening to one of his albums, and my uncle like walking by and being like, "Yeah, is this an Aerosmith?" And I'm like, "No, Weird Al." He's like, "I gotta go."
And he was like, a Mormon. That's how uncool you were.
Yeah.
I remember that album where it was like the Jurassic Park logo. I don't remember what it was called, but that was one of the couple.
Oh, yeah.
It was School by Storm.
MacArthur Park.
Yeah. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. That one.
You know what album like kind of randomly absolutely took over my Catholic grade school was Americana, the Offspring album.
Oh yes. Everybody in middle school of a certain age like is fucking... Yeah, man. Fucking the Offspring were huge for a little bit of time.
I really liked them.
I do enjoy songs.
Was it Smash? Was that the album?
Smash was one in the 90s, but then they came back in the early 2000s.
Right, no, I remember both, like... But
or maybe
like,
I'm
Smash
wrong.
Smash was, like, the big... Like, that was the big one for me. And then Americana, like, I remember listening to that and, like, being halfway in. Like, there, it was definitely an album where, like, I couldn't listen to all the songs because some of them were real
fucking bad. Oh, yeah, they're all bad. It's all, like, fucking...
But they're all bad, but, like, I was like, no, I'm gonna listen to this one, but I'll listen to this one.
Anytime I hear a Smash Mouth song, I think that it's, like, from the soundtrack Offspring. Of an early 2000... Or, yeah, 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 Offspring song. I think it's from the soundtrack of an early 2000s Tom Green movie.
Smash him up, smash him up!
What was the movie with Tom Green, and was it
Pretty Guy Finger?
No, it was like he was a supporting Stealing role. Harvard. Stealing Harvard, that's what it was.
My first car I named after his car in Stealing Harvard.
Who was the other dude in Stealing Harvard?
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, yeah. Was a fuck. Jason Lee was the fucking Paul what's his name?
Blart Mall Cop?
No, the fucking handsome guy. The Paul handsome Newman? Guy, that's Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd. Jason Lee was a Paul Rudd of the early 2000s.
Yeah. He...
That would have been a way smoother reference, had I remembered.
He's got two really great performances in movies. Mallrats and Chasing Amy are amazing. Like, his performances in those movies are some of the funniest shit ever.
Well, yeah, but he, like, plays, like, an everyman fucking 2000.
Yeah, yeah, no, because then he did,
In movie after movie. That.
But they had, like,
that
weird,
show
like,
lost
weird
mind.
That show got very weird.
The best episode of that show is when Norm MacDonald is fucking big chubby.
Yeah, yeah. A little chubby.
Yeah.
And he just did an impression of Burt Reynolds. Big chubby. It's fucking great.
Fucking Norm MacDonald is... Nobody can ever be funnier than Norm MacDonald. He's the funniest person that has ever lived, hands down.
What was the? There was another movie that Jason Lee was in, like The Guy Code or something.
Yes, yeah. There was a million of them. There were a million.
I went and saw It's a Guy Thing after getting turned down for the third attempt to go see the movie Soul Plane Underage. I really wanted to see it.
Soul.
I just assumed how big of a kid that I was that they just would have like not carded me, but they carded me every time I tried to see it.
What's the weirdest movie that you got a blowjob to in, like, the movie theater?
Zero movies ever.
Ever?
American Beauty.
American Beauty?
Yeah.
Boy, that was a long-ass time ago, man. How the fuck old are you?
37.
That movie was, like, 20 years old.
I know. I was 17.
This is the last time you got a blowjob in the theater?
I don't get a lot of blowjobs. I like going to the movies for the movies. I'm gonna be honest here. I don't like taking women to the movies.
They're honestly, it took me until I was fucking 30 years old to, in any way, shape, or form, like, hook up with other than making out with a girl.
In a movie theater?
Like, if I go to a movie, I'm going to see the movie. I will fuck
Bill's later. A purist.
I like film.
How dare you touch my dick?
They're not movies, they're film.
Shh. I'm watching F. Scott Bailey.
I can't. If someone has to ask me what's going on, I get fucking furious. Like, if I go, like,
how many movies?
Who's that? I'm like, that's Bucky, his best friend. You saw the first Captain America with me. How do you not know this?
How many movies per year do you guys go see in the theater?
A lot.
Dude, when I had that MoviePass, and MoviePass was still the world's greatest steal, I was going to like one or two movies a week.
That's insane! There's not one or two good movies that come out every week.
Dude, I went and saw fucking Jumanji in theaters, like the new one. Because, like, with MoviePass...
Why?
With MoviePass, you paid $10 a month, and you got to see unlimited movies.
Right. It was great. No, I have the AMC MoviePass now.
Is that good?
It's $20 a month, but you can see any movie. You get three movies a week.
Three a week?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can do 3D in a...
But that's such a fucking commitment. Like, I don't like... I well, see, but that's just I me. Like going to I don't... Movies. Yeah, I like fucking not like, leaving my house ever.
Oh, man. Now that you got, like, the fucking recliners in the movie theater...
And it's AMC's. AMC's
and oil, like, weed vape pens.
Yeah.
There's no beating going to the movie theater. It's amazing.
I just saw Alita: Battle Angel.
Is that good?
I loved it. It was fucking.
Is the girl? Who's the animated? Who's animated? The girl's animated.
She's
right?
Completely animated.
Okay, I've only seen the commercial.
Is the girl that's in? Did you watch Bird Box?
No.
Okay, so in Bird Box.
Bird Box. Bird Box.
There's this chick in Bird Box that's like, she's like this little like Latina, but she's like a cop, and you see her tits, and...
Oh, you see her animated tits or real tits?
No, in Bird Box, it's her cop tits.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cop tits.
She fucks Machine Gun Kelly.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Machine Gun Kelly is in fucking he's dirt, right? The dirt,
yeah. That's
hell yeah. I want to watch that bad.
They're making a movie about Motley Crue's book, The Dirt.
Oh.
And it comes out on Netflix he's Tommy Lee. Comes out in like a couple weeks on
I genuinely love Motley Crue.
I'm going to do my podcast on that. With Corey Roddick.
Oh, hell yeah. Because dude, he's a huge fucking...
Biggest Motley Crue fan.
Dude, like a couple of years ago or whatever, I went on a bar. I don't remember where we're at. We're at like something for your work.
The St. Patrick's Day ball.
It was something. And like Corey Roddick, and like I don't give a fuck about anybody, you know what I mean? But like...
Nobody. Not even one.
No. But like Corey Roddick, like I've been listening to that dude since I've been fucking like 11 years old. Yeah. Like late at night playing fucking like some...
Corey's great.
Yeah, and he's a fucking good... He's a fucking nice as shit dude. And fucking... I was like, that's the only time that I've been fucking...
But man, like... He's such like a good, nice dude. And then you talk music with him, and his opinions are so hard and like opinion like
it's the best.
And that's why I'm so excited to do this, because I don't care about Motley Crue that much, and I'm just gonna get him very riled up.
I like Motley Crue, man. Like Motley Crue has some fucking bangers, dude.
No, they have great songs. I
Kickstart My Heart, Looks That Kill. Put that up against any of those songs.
They have good songs, but I saw them live, and that's the thing. Like,
oh yeah,
seeing them live, terrible. It was like 3 years ago. I'm like, oh, these guys are so old.
Yeah, Mick Mars literally has like a spinal condition where they just like prop him up.
What's the lead singer's name?
Vince Neil. He's so fat as fuck.
Did he get a bunch of face surgery?
There was a VH1 show about it.
Why does anybody think that they can successfully get face surgery if the richest, most powerful people
can't really do it? The fucking the miracle of science. How many people like that? We did a full facial transplant, and you're looking at it like, whoa! Like fucking disgusting. You look like you open up the Ark of the fucking Covenant, man. Like it's fucking terrible. But fucking there was a period of time between like 2004 and 2007 where you could just be like a 80s hair metal guy and make a living on VH1.
Oh yeah,
and just
yeah,
like they
yeah,
would fucking yeah. No, there would be so shit. Many yeah. fucking yeah. Sebastian Bach. Yeah. Remember fucking and they recycled the same guy, yeah. fucking Ian, the dude from fucking
Ian Bag. He's a comedian.
No,
Ian Scott from Anthrax.
Yes, fucking I didn't know who fucking Anthrax was until I fucking watched.
Other than Bring the Noise, like yeah. that was like the all one song yeah, yeah. I knew.
But I mean, like all their songs, you know what I mean? Like I didn't grow up with fucking
Bass, How Long Can You Go.
But remember that show the VH1 had for it only lasted one season.
This was
like 2006. Okay. And it was I can't remember what it was called, but it like they put that it in a house.
Supergroup one?
Supergroup, yes, with Sebastian Bach, Ted Nugent, yeah. Ian Scott, the fucking bass player from Biohazard, who was in porn Tara for Patrick's a while. Yeah.
Husband.
Oh Jesus.
Seinfeld.
Jerry.
It was Jerry Seinfeld.
What's
the deal with fucking Tara Patrick?
Her pussy's not very tight. What's the deal with Wang Tang Sweet Poontang? What does it mean?
And then fucking who's the drummer? The drummer was fucking the Led Zeppelin guy's kid.
Jason Bonham.
Yeah.
He's done some great things. He's in that
Bad Company on tour.
Black County Communion or whatever it's called with Bonamassa.
I don't know what I don't know.
That makes some great music.
That sounds like some great music based on a guy in sweatpants with no socks fucking putting in. Goddamn. Look at his fucking feet. I can't get fucking. You're a fucking monster. You're a monster.
What's wrong with feet?
Just. You should be shamed. You should be shamed. You should be shamed. This is a shameable offense, this right? Is shameable.
You are the most liberal, so what? Fucking no rules kind of guy that I know. Like, you hate inhibitions and hang-ups, and yet you have this giant hang-up of my feet just being there.
Yes, I do. I don't like to look at them.
Suck my butt.
Look but at yeah,
them.
I don't look at them. I don't like it.
I want to rest my fucking ball sack on this fucking table, and it'd be the same emotion.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are ball sacks and feet the same?
They're similar.
They're on the same level.
Yes, exactly.
I have not been walking around all day. I've been laying around all day. So I feel like an active person's feet on this table in socks would be worse than my inactive self.
My balls are not.
Yeah, my balls are not. Yeah, exactly. If I rested my balls on this table, you would fucking be taken aback, I would imagine.
I'd laugh my ass off.
Okay. I mean, it's your
table. Put your balls on the table.
It's your table, so you can put your balls on the table. I don't care. It's not. It's it. Ryan's gonna put his balls on.
Ryan's about to put his balls.
He's really digging deep. Oh,
Jesus. There's balls. Balls are so much.
It's only one. It's only one.
Your pants are too tight.
Oh fuck.
And there's balls.
All right.
And there we go. Get him on the table. Do what you said.
Yeah. Get him on the table.
Put him on the table. And his balls are on the table. Red. And I feel okay with this.
You know what?
It's karma.
You know what? I'm actually still more okay.
He kicked over his beer.
I'm still more okay with your balls being on the table than his feet, because his feet are lingering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I
you can both tap. Talk about it.
Yeah.
I hurt my ball.
trying to flex
you
on
two fucking Protestant Judeo-Christian prudes can suck my butt.
Nah, I don't. I listen.
Prudes.
Put prudes. Just get your feet off his tape. This tape.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
You seem to very much mind.
You definitely mind.
They're not sweaty feet. They're just what's the difference between a hand and a foot? The hand's probably grosser.
There's a huge difference between a hand and a foot. Get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Your feet are feet, man.
Dude, I'm neutral on feet. I'm not particularly feet personally.
I'll suck a nice, cute little lady foot if she wants me to.
I have cute boy feet.
I no, you don't.
Yeah.
We were talking about this at fucking Morrow's. I missed the whole fucking feet train, man. Like, I'm not on it.
If like a girl was into it and was like, yeah, suck my toes, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't care, but I've done that
plenty of times. Like,
same here.
Like, girls want their foot sucked, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But a man's foot is gross.
I agree. I'm going to tell this story. I'll leave out the name. I told you this earlier today. But so
names.
I went to a fucking. You don't know him.
You wouldn't. Know.
Just tell the story.
Went to a show yesterday. Did a show, right? And I fucking. There was like a bar, like in between the.
Oh, room. I feel like we tell. It's actually a good thing we tell us say his name.
I don't want to fucking
say the name.
Anyways,
you don't even say his name right anyway, so
yeah, whatever. So
Slobodan Milosevic.
Yes, yeah, Slobodan Milosevic. Yes, it's very ethnic sounding, actually.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, was like talking to these girls or whatever at the bar, and I was just fucking like, you know, drinking shit and like sitting down and fucking.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So, and they were like kind of attractive. And like I
really, and they were like,
yes, that's what I was like confounded at the time. I was like, why are they fucking talking to this guy? So then I like get up kind of close to him, and he starts talking about fucking like
their feet.
sucking toes. God damn it, Uma.
Be fair again.
And like suck, she's like, yeah, let me see your feet, or and like in the context of like a joke or whatever. It's like, yeah, you know, you never know. I could slip a tongue in between each and toe and stuff like that. And like I finally like turned to him and was like, you gotta stop, man.
Just did it look like they were like paying attention to him?
Yes.
What?
They were like not fucking grossed out.
He grosses me out.
Yes, like, having
any kind of sort of conversation with him for any amount of time.
Very much like, so. Oh, very much so. Stop.
I don't want to be here anymore.
But it's one of those things where they were probably just like, let's see if we can get this dude to say.
Maybe.
They might have been just fucking around.
They might have been. I don't think they were.
They weren't as fuck them.
The point, yeah, no, they wouldn't.
But they also like the tension, so.
I suppose so.
You know,
I don't
know how women are. Right?
Right?
Why y'all bitches gotta be like that?
Yeah.
Women you can smell shabby. The fucking yes. Women be shabby. That's been brought. Hey, come after. Hey, listen, me. Listen, listeners.
Shopping. I just bought a $200 pair of clothes.
What?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Okay.
I was gonna say you should me too Brian for having his fantasy football name being Women Be Shopping
with eight eyes. Women Be Shopping.
Brian's gonna get me too. Oh, speaking about being me too, did you guys see about Ryan Adams this week?
Yes, I have to piss.
We were talking about that, and I still don't know who that is.
I love Ryan Adams. You don't like Ryan Adams?
I don't know who it is.
I guess he doesn't really have any bangers.
Take the steps.
Oh, you know that fucking song?
He
no, that
had a song that was very popular after 9/11.
He had a song that was like know.
Was it that Toby Keith song?
We'll stick a boot in their ass.
The American way.
Oh, courtesy of the red, white, and blue, or whatever the fuck. That was a fucking insane time to live through. Anyways, what was I talking about? Fucking Ryan Adams.
Toby Keith.
You would have a fucking song that you would know that was in Old School. It was like, To Be Young.
Looking back.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. He wrote that song.
You get high.
And I mean, like, look, he's obviously, he's a fucking creep. Remember the conversation we were having the other day? No, wait, we talked about this at lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Obviously a creep. But, and you know, I don't know. To end his fucking life.
Wasn't it like a famous person? That he was with?
Yeah, Mandy Moore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all complicated. I don't want to wade into this fucking...
No, that's, are we still talking about Ryan Adams?
Yeah.
They had a good joke on SNL last night. Michael Che goes, Ryan Adams is accused of sitting with a 14-year-old girl or getting like sexually explicit quotes from a 14-year-old girl. Just another example of a white musician doing something that a black musician did before.
That's very
funny. So what exactly did he do?
Well,
he was the girl that was apparently 14.
Now listen, there's no good way to fuck. Hold on. There's no good way to preface this. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying this is how it was written. It's in the article. He asked her many times if she was 18. She said yes.
Oh.
So she lied to him.
Right. Yeah. But. Right.
But he's still 40 fucking 3 and like trying.
But there's also this. A lot of girls have stories about him using his fame. Like a lot of musicians where he'd be like, hey, I like your stuff. Like using his fame to fuck other musicians. It's like one thing if it's like fans, but they're like musicians.
Yeah.
Like he's like presenting them like, hey, I'm going to give you this opportunity. And then,
but like there's a difference between saying, I'll give you this opportunity, and then like, you could say no to that. Say no to that. At what point do we say there's consenting adults? You consented because you thought you were going to get something. You were the prostitute in the situation that wanted something. I will say that all day long. Now, on the other hand, what I do think is absolutely wrong is if you are threatening to ruin what somebody already has or is going to get unless they sleep with you. That's absolutely wrong. But if you're saying, I'll give you this to sleep with me, and that person's like, yeah, I'll take that. That is a prostitute. It's more or less an unsigned agreement where you are getting something for the sex that you're giving.
Here's what I think a lot of the time happens. Like, he finds someone that goes, hey, I'm talented, blah, 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 and he's going after him, and he's like, this may or may not happen, but you're going to hang out, and then they fucking do something.
I think, like, here's, I think a better explanation of all that is all that, like, you can...
Not even women.
A better explanation. All women are prostitutes.
Brian, you basically said. Brian,
they're all shopping.
Penny.
They're all shopping. They all be shopping.
So listen, yes, women be shopping. The guy with his fucking. You're like that fucking guy that got on Twitter last week. You know, did you see that Instagram bald guy?
Oh yeah, yeah. Hard Rock Nick. Hard Rock Nick. You talked about him on your mom's house.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Hard Rock Nick. God. Brian, you're Hard Rock Nick. Read him a fucking. Read him the fucking.
Hard Rock Nick is fucking beautiful.
I actually love the dynamic of the, like, Bill and I are terminally online and you're not so much. So it's like yeah, did you see that meme that was like 3 degrees separated from whatever the fuck we're talking
but
about?
But also, like, I did a bit of a deep dive on Hard.
Yeah, no, I did too.
He's terrible.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He like,
oh well, thanks, guys.
Doxed his ex-wife. Okay. This is one of his posts. This is what he looks like. He wears like eyeliner and shit.
So this is me. Cool. Okay. Continue.
Tom Segura also gets compared to him. He's embraced it. So stop being so sensitive, you little baby. Once you've dated me, it's mathematically impossible to do better than selecting another male. After breakups, my exes have endured the likes of terminal brain cancer, parentheses, no bullshit, suicide by lethal injection, decades of psychotherapy, prison time, or in other milder examples, have become gay or settled for men who in some way or another reminded said ex of me, you will never do better than me. That's this guy right here.
I mean, I do feel that way about myself, so maybe it is a pretty accurate comparison.
There's like some wacky fucking.
He's got so many good ones.
Oh, they're all right, they're gold. Dude, do a deep dive into this.
Yeah, yeah. Check out Hard Rock Nick.
All right,
Marty's on the phone. What's up, Marty?
Hey, I gotta write there, but I don't gotta write back.
I guess he'll just live there then.
What?
You just have to stay there.
Oh, that's not gonna work.
I can't. I'm gonna be drinking the whole night. I can't give you a ride home.
Okay. I just won't go then unless I find a ride.
Marty.
All right, just get a ride there. You'll find a way back.
Marty.
No, I'm not gonna risk it.
Marty.
What about a biscuit?
I'm not gonna risk it.
We're not playing risk.
I don't want to get stuck there.
You won't get stuck.
Is this the show next week?
Yeah.
Would you possibly have a guest set available
for you?
Yeah. Then I'll give him a ride home.
You got
to. Wow, we're bringing people together.
I got you, buddy. It's Brian Kenny.
Bye. He called me yesterday. And he goes, "Hey, Bill, I don't have a ride next week." I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "Bye." That's the whole phone call. I always put him, like, no matter. I will stop anything I'm doing to take his phone call.
He was So he was at, remember that fucking contest that I fucking lost a couple months ago?
Every contest?
Yeah, every contest ever. But the most recent one.
He look at that fucking facial hair.
Oh, God.
Wait, let me see.
So he's not a gay man.
No, he's straight. Crazy
oh, yeah, person. I forgot we were talking about this. But I'm talking about Marty. So, like,
he claims to be, like, super rich and shit. He's not.
Yeah. He's, like, this dope-ass breakfast or whatever. It's, like, at a fucking, like, Jack in the Box. But, no, Marty, like, he came up to me. And I was like, "Hey, Marty, what's going on?" And he goes, the voice, good. Here's some good news and some bad news. What do you want to hear first?" I was like, "The good news." And he's like, "The good news is the voices in my head said you're going to win this contest." And he's like, "And the bad news is that I'm fucking crazy."
He's the best.
God damn.
I lost my shit.
We should have him on
again. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would fucking love to have him on. He's great.
What are you doing next Saturday?
Nothing.
Don't come to my birthday show.
Yeah, come to the birthday show.
All right. Put me on. What? Put me? Yeah. Get me a fucking set.
Yeah. It's my show. Anybody can do it.
I'll drive.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Me, you, and Marty.
All right,
I'm down.
I'm right with you too, then.
You want hell to? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is good. We should record a podcast on the fucking way there.
That's fine.
We can just do it in the car.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm all for it.
Fuck yeah, guys. Have you guys been watching the, I don't know. I gotta...
Yeah, we're totally watching that.
I was gonna say, I gotta get back on my app.
I'm True Detective, yes.
Caught True up. Detective, yes.
This season's great.
Steven Dorff.
Oh, everybody's been great.
Dorff, like, man.
What's his name? The lead character?
I'm ashamed to know that I can't pronounce his name.
Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala?
Yeah.
Mahershala.
Mahershala?
Mahershala.
Mahershala?
Yes.
Yeah, Mahershala Ali. He's in the Alita Battle Angel, which I just saw, which I think you guys should all go see, because it's fun.
Oh, Bill and I had a fucking... Speaking of tits and, like, a movie, Bill and I had an argument today about... my memory served me that Marissa Tomei had big ass fake titties in The Wrestler. No. She does not. No.
They're pierced, though.
Yes.
They are pierced, and she's got
which giant means
nipples.
So what? They're good egg.
I like them.
I never. We're just.
Any gal with pierced nipples is a good egg.
I'm a fan of it.
I was with a girl, and they kept falling out.
What?
I've come close, but never, like, sealed the deal with girls with pierced nipples.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a gang of them.
I feel like the fact that she had pierced nipples got me too excited, and I blew it.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you?
What is it? I'm trying to think. There's another girl who has pierced nipples. Is I'm trying to fuck, but it did not happen.
Mm.
It's just in my mind.
We should have your gang of girls with pierced nipples fight my gang of girls.
Make them fight the
sharks.
It would be a lot on the same team. It's too goddamn small. There's one person.
It's a 7-on-7 practice.
There's one person. Let remain nameless. That's making me and other comedians in town Eskimo brothers with a lot of famous people.
Oh yes. Yeah. Which is
cool.
Famous
people, though.
It's a good.
I knew who famous. You were talking about in town.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Norton?
I know who you two have also been with.
Ah. Don't fucking.
Okay, well.
I'm not saying names, but let's see.
Don't, you don't say people. Names.
I just said names.
No. There's no fucking.
Okay.
Why not say the famous people if.
Because I don't want. I don't. It doesn't need
if that
to.
That person is. Anonymous, like the actual person we know is anonymous, why not say the famous
because
people?
Then the actual person that we know I don't
she doesn't listen
so what we don't need to fucking put that out in the universe. It's just fucking, you know, people that everybody who's listening to this podcast would know, and she's a good egg for it.
She's just like the best kind of comedy fan.
I don't know. You guys can fucking email the show if you're fucking.
Nobody does. We have listeners that don't interact.
We haven't tagged them fucking listeners. Oh, by the way, that's what I wanted to say.
My
too.
One buddy
we got
Brent's
nominated
the only
for
one.
A fucking like award. Oh,
yeah.
Listen, we better win.
There's no way we fucking win.
No, not at all. But like, why win. Not? Let's fucking push that shit.
I but again, it's all the Commerce Award. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Last year, the funniest shit was when they told me, hey, can you do 4 or 5 minutes after we give away Best Comic Award? And I'm like, oh, that means I probably won Best Comic. And they go, hey, Best Comic is Mike Polk. He's not here. Here's Bill Squire. Cool. Very cool.
There was
I haven't been living his shadow for fucking 15 years. No big deal.
There was somebody that was nominated this year for the category called Juggernaut of Comedy, and I like wrote into the group message that I'm in. I said, wait a minute, Juggernaut of Comedy, how did they score that? Like, they just read the word jugs and then fucking stopped reading the rest of the word? And that's how I'm talking about.
Juggernaut.
I don't know what any of
what is the Juggernaut of Comedy?
I don't know.
They just need a different... It's none of them. It's fine.
It's all fine, and we endorse it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll win the fucking award. Why not? We can say award-winning fucking podcast. Because this podcast is goddamn the best podcast in town.
Best podcast in the world.
Fuck all of you.
Nobody's ever done a better
podcast. No, we're all fucking funny, and you fucking listen to it, so fuck you. You're a fucking piece of shit.
We've been doing it for a year and a half.
More than that. No, I should probably have more than that. But, like, enough where you fucking cocksuckers are still fucking begging us to piss in your mouth. You fucking
You whores. You pigs. You fucking pigs, yeah.
I should check the Twitter more. We should have an Instagram, too.
We do have an Instagram. Nobody ever fucking does anything on social media other than me. I gave you all the fucking passwords.
I don't even do my own social
media. Okay, well, then do it. I don't do it either.
I do many things.
So fucking whatever. Oh, but wait, like, so I'm fucking in charge of this?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm the fucking people listen for me, not you fucking
right,
assholes.
So then you should have to do everything.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. No way.
What? We came up with a term for Ryan today.
What's that?
Relatable.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's relatable, but also hate him.
Yeah.
I just call him it's the full circle hate.
Time is a flat
circle. So much that you like him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really gets like horseshoes. He gets put off. He's like, but am I really hateable?
No, I was. I was like, I was like,
well, yeah, you're incredibly hateable.
Wildly hateable.
Really? Really? Yeah. I don't know. Fucking, that's what I was arguing in my cave. I'm a nice fucking person. Fuck all of you. You guys know how fucking nice I am. Like, I'm nice. I'm nice to you guys.
You're nice to us.
Yeah, but, like, I've always been fucking... Even before I was... I'm a nice fucking guy. Fuck that noise.
You are a nice guy.
Yes.
You're also wildly love you very crazy. Much. And you're one of my favorite people. But, like, sometimes you go on these rants and you take these hard stances on things that people are like, oh, fuck this guy.
But I'm not wrong in them.
And that's what makes you hateable. That's how you feel.
I'm
also, on this episode alone, you've told everybody you're the reason they listen and how good you look in ties.
Alright. Fair enough.
And you're trying to censor my feet.
I'm trying to...
Protestant bitch.
Listen, I'll allow feet on my table, but only if the feet aren't attached to a fucking Darth Vader at the end of fucking Return of the Jedi looking ass motherfucker.
Ouch! Hateable.
Hateable. That's like beyond hateable. That's like,
my head is nice.
Ow!
And my feet are nice.
No, your head's
Darth
nice.
Darth Vader didn't have a beard.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm just very sensitive about
his eyes weren't award-winning blue eyes.
No, you're a very pretty man, Brian Kenny. You can fucking pull up. Brian Kenny is like we were talking about bald action heroes earlier. Before, fucking, you're right. I gotta say, fucking Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, Brian Kenny.
Nah, Brian's not really an action hero. Like if action was closing a buffet.
Hey, pushing cars that are stuck in the snow, I could be an action hero there.
I can say that too.
Helping friends move, I could be an action hero there.
Honestly, not just pretty good. Face. But there was a big snowstorm like last month. I was walking home with a girl. She drove from Brunswick to hang out with me.
In a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm. Went to a bar, and then we were walking back to my apartment, and some lady was stuck in the snow, and I, like, pushed her car out of the snow while this girl's, like, cowering in the cold. I'm like, I'll be right with you, but I gotta help somebody, because I'm just a nice guy. Nicer than Ross.
See? Exactly.
You're the least nice person on the show.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Absolutely.
That's not true! How dare you? How dare you? I'm nice as fuck. Fucking cocksuckers.
You're nice ass fuck.
I take care of the dog. The dog is like my fucking...
The dog likes all of us.
No. The dog likes me. Come here. Phoebe. 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 See? Look at him fucking jump like that.
You feed him.
Yeah.
Oh, Phoebe. Phoebe, say something.
He was hanging out with me earlier. He was hanging out with Brian earlier, too.
No.
Hey, Phoebe.
No,
don't do it.
Get out.
Foo,
come here.
Don't do it.
Come on, buddy.
Boo! Come on, buddy. No! Boo! You traitor! You fucking traitor! Fuck you! Go home with him, then. Go home with him, then. Fuck you, Boo. Boo. You bad Boo. Boo. Whatever, he's dead. Fine. Fucking... Sarah, I know you were talking about eating the dog because you're an Asian lady. Now it's time to do it. You showed us disrespect.
Alright. Yeah, see? He's lovely.
You should grow your mustache and beard together because right now you look like Dewey from Scream.
I look hot as fuck. Get the fuck out of here. I look hot as fuck now. I've never looked fucking better in my life.
You absolutely have.
What's wrong? I need to keep a little facial hair, and I can't.
I'm okay with that, but just connect it.
I can't. Like, it only connects when I fucking grow it long, and then I can't do that because I'm fucking working.
Alright, well then. I don't know.
Get rid of the mustache and just have that chin.
No.
Yeah. Just have the flavor saver. Just, your face looks like an anchor right now.
Alright.
What's that guy's name that played Dewey? I can't remember it.
No, it's a Doobie. I don't know. I think it's a scary movie.
I know. What was the real guy's name?
David Arquette.
That's his name.
Oh, David Arquette? I'll take looking like David Arquette. Nice. That's fine.
Did you see that wrestling match that he did?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah. He
was in one of my all-time favorite movies, Ready to Rumble.
Yeah.
Ready to Rumble's good.
And that turned him into like wrestler.
What about the Eight-Legged Freaks?
I never saw that one.
Terrible.
Yeah. A lot of
movies there. We should rename this podcast. Hey, remember you saw that movie?
All right. Or thing.
Hey, here's a reference that we won't expand on for more. No, fucking, oh, by the way, speaking of that, I did watch that DuPont movie the other day.
The Devil We Know?
Yep.
You watched that?
No.
It was fucked up. Basically, everybody's fucked up. Everybody's gonna get cancer.
Yeah, I do gotta get going soon.
Alright, well, I mean, we're done. We did fucking almost 50 minutes, actually. So, whatever. I don't know.
Apparently, 99% of Americans have that CA shit.
In exactly. Our blood. Yeah.
They got fined $14 million.
But
that's it.
But as fucking Bill was saying earlier when I was telling him the story, fucking, would you rather clean some pots and pans?
It's very convenient.
Yeah,
still have to clean the Teflon.
But it's not like it's so much easier.
It's very easy. Whatever. I mean, you already have it, so who cares? It's not like you can get more of it. They should have disclosed it, yes. Of course. Are you taking a selfie right now?
No, I'm calling Brian.
Oh, you're fucking taking it. No, he's taking a selfie. He's taking a selfie. Oh, we caught him in the act.
No, he's calling my girlfriend.
I'm calling his girlfriend on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know how else to contact her. All right. But I'd be like, I can't believe he didn't take your call. What a fucking monster.
All right. Now that we've got Brian in trouble.
Didn't join.
Oh, boo. Now she's going to think that Bill is like trying to slide into
She don't listen to this or
does
as
she?
As long as Brian knows the truth, I don't give a fuck.
That's true. Yeah. Alright.
She's a big fan of the show. She messages him about certain stuff.
Yeah,
good.
No, we're pals.
Good.
Like, she's a big fan of the show.
Like, I'll show you. Like, I wouldn't, like, we're. Like, she messages me, but it's all just... Like,
whoa!
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to close.
Is that anything like... Hey, Bill.
I know.
Let me see that dick. Like, it's like... I thought, this is funny. Did you win the Polar Blast? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just show-related stuff.
She, she doesn't listen live. She will go back and listen to...
The podcast.
And does not miss an episode of The Alan Cox Show. She loves it.
That's what I like.
So anyways, Bill and Brian are going to have what is known as a devil's three-way.
We were almost Eskimo Brothers the one time. Good for you for getting out of that one.
We probably are.
I'm sure.
Someone.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
The point is, Bill has syphilis.
I
don't have that many randoms.
Okay. Well, Ryan and I are.
Okay, well, let's get off this podcast so you can tell me the other famous people.
Okay, good night.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good night, everybody.
Let me close the
Go Browns.
Good night, everybody. Go Browns.